You're listening to Radio Esperanza 101.5 KEPJ LPFM San Antonio, La Voz de la Gente. This is Maricela Barrera reporting from the Esperanza. I'm sitting here at the Esperanza recording booth, which is, as you may know, a storage unit full of archival artifacts from the Esperanza's 30-plus year history. And we're really happy to welcome Jamie Zapata, who is with us here today. Jamie, welcome to Radio Esperanza.
Thank you.
We're going to talk a little bit about an event that's coming up at the Esperanza on August 18th, which is the Trans Kids Back to School, which is a whole evening of speakers and community building, a Q&A, and also school supplies. So we'll be talking more of that, about that in a little bit. But Jamie, if you could tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker Dan Harper Realtors, and I'm a trans woman. I have been since I was 12, 13, full-time since I was 14. And so I joined the Queer Corazones group at the invitation of Marcus and Natalie.
So the Queer Corazones advocates for LGBTQ plus issues. And what was it like being that 13-year-old?
So when I was 13, I was already pretty much identifying as female. And I had pretty much since I was born, I would say. But for sure, once I was going through puberty, probably about fifth grade, I started wearing makeup and wearing feminine clothes. And people pretty much always thought I looked like a girl and acted like a girl and sounded like a girl. And so in school, I was teased and bullied. I wasn't welcome in bathrooms or locker rooms. And, you know, teachers would bully me. And
Teachers.
Kids, parents, neighbors, family, pretty much everyone. School was a daily nightmare.
What can we do as listeners to help? To, I don't know, to listen. I mean, as a parent, I need to know, you know, as an engaged citizen.
So that's a good question. I think the best thing is just to support people who are different, whether it's trans kids or anything, anyone else, for whatever we're different for. We're all different. And I think just to, instead of trying to change kids, I think it's important to let them be themselves and figure out who they are. Like you said, you know, at that age, we're all just figuring out who we are, and trying to force somebody to be one way or another is not good. So I think just listening to kids and not telling them, oh, it's a phase, you know, it's going to pass, or you need to see a doctor or pray, you know, maybe just listen to them and see how they feel, and then see what you can do or what parents or teachers or neighbors can do to help instead of making it harder.
And so did you find that help as a young teenager?
So that was in the 80s. So I didn't find the help, but it was difficult. I had friends, but a lot of my friends' parents wouldn't let them hang out with me. So they were forbidden to talk to me. So I lost a lot of my friends. Some teachers were nice and some teachers were mean. At home, I was teased in school. So I didn't really have that help, but I knew that things were coming to a boiling point where it was either I was going to run away, or someone was going to kill me, or I was going to kill myself, or I was going to kill someone.
What did you decide to do then?
So at that time, so in school, being bullied and not being allowed, I would show up in school, and if I had makeup on, or my hair was already long, and if I had makeup on, they would send me to the office and tell me I had to go home and change. If I was wearing something too feminine, or if I looked too feminine, I would get in trouble, and I was told I couldn't wear makeup and do any of that. I had to be a boy. I had to follow the boy's dress code, and that was it. There was no option.
Jamie, are kids being listened to now, trans kids, at that age, you think?
I think it's better. I'm not sure, but I think kids now are allowed to wear makeup if they want to. you know, I think that's better, but I know like the bullying and that kind of thing is probably not much better. But I think that for sure the kids can identify as female or male, mm-hmm. you know, whatever they want to identify as, but I don't know how comfortable they feel doing it.
I see that you're giving that help. You're part of that help. You're part of that listening group. You're part of this Queer Corazones, and you're part of the trans kids back to school event.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that you have this trajectory, and it's inside you, this passion. I feel a passion
yes.
from you here.
Yes.
And so who should come to this event?
So definitely any trans children, trans adults, trans family members, allies, anybody who wants to help these kids or even try to understand what they're going through. I personally had a friend ask me just the other day if I felt that young kids were being pushed into being a trans kid by their parents because maybe they're too young to know, which is a totally understandable thing, but because people don't understand things that they don't know. And so I explained that, you know, there's whether they put it in our head or not, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what they try to put in our head, it's not going to change. Just as if we were gay and they try to put in our head that, no, you need to be straight.
Yeah.
It's not going to change. And
yeah.
if you're straight and you try to put it in your head that, no, you need to be gay, you cannot put that in someone's head. So I explained that parents are not pushing this on the kids. The kids are coming to them naturally, just like it did for me. And people need to understand that because a lot of people think that parents are pushing it onto their kids.
And that's what this event's going to have an opportunity to build that community so that these kids, parents, allies don't feel like they're alone.
See the kids and hear their stories and hear the parents to, you know, hear what they're going through in school and the struggles that they have. And it's easy to just drop out of school like I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, life won't be so easy after
mm-hmm.
that for these young kids.
Yeah.
They need a chance to thrive.
Did you go back and did you get your GED?
So I didn't get my GED.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got my GED last year.
Congrats.
Thank you. I pretty much struggled through jobs
uh-huh.
and I lied and said I graduated
uh-huh.
when I, you know, I didn't graduate.
Uh-huh.
So I would just say I had graduated just to get the job. And luckily, a lot of times they didn't check. So
mm-hmm.
I was able to get by. But then if I was up for a promotion or
mm-hmm.
wanted to get a better job, they would check. And then I would lose my job or I wouldn't get the job because they would realize that I didn't graduate. And so I was okay in school and I just didn't know math.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm there with you.
Yes. I know it now.
Okay.
A little better.
Uh-huh.
But I went to do math tutoring and then I went and took the GED test last year. And so I got my GED and I was able to get my real estate license.
Wow. Congrats. I know, like getting a real estate license, that's huge.
Yes.
You know, that is huge. This event is happening on Saturday, August 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. And that will be here at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center. We're located at 922 San Pedro in the Corazón de San Antonio. Tell teachers, let your primos know, come down yourself. They're also organizing a back-to-school supply. So those kids that come can grab a backpack
mm-hmm.
and full of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Every 50 kids will receive a backpack full of supplies after the event.
Okay, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so thank you so much, Jamie Zapata, for being here.
Of course.
And we look forward to the event on the 18th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.